I am Paul Harris. Ian Geist, Dan Strauss here with me, and now we need you to play the Harris Challenge. Challenge only works with contestants, and you can be one of them as long as you have not played in the last 60 days. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 1-888-550-KTRS. Why do I keep saying toll-free? Does that even matter anymore in the age of cell phones where you don't pay per phone call?
I don't think so.
It's minutes that count now, right?
Yeah, there is no more long distance, right? The people don't have to pay for a landline. Do you still pay for long distance?
I haven't had a landline for years, no idea how that works. But and I don't have to put the one in there either, because every cell phone dials the one automatically when necessary. Remember how confusing it was when they split off 314 and 636?
Yes.
And
if it was over the river in St. Charles, I think you had to dial a one.
Yes,
first.
But sometimes you didn't because it wasn't far enough away. That's one of those things that we'll never have to do again because technology made our lives so much easier. Thank you, Mr. Technology. Let's meet the first contestant for the challenge today. Hello, Steve.
Hello, Paul. I'm aiming to be here.
Thank you. As a contestant on the challenge, you get the unique broadcasting opportunity to suck up to the boss or shout out to the family or use some time to do a commercial endorsement you have prearranged for your own financial benefits. We call it the 5-second cheap plug opportunity. Go ahead.
For all your heating and cooling needs, call Classic Air Care.
Okay. Let's start on a semi-random category computer and see which categories come spilling out of here. We know the number one category because it's always, have you been paying attention? Category two, 9/11, a day of disaster. And category three, lose who will not be at Lou Fest, which is in Forest Park this weekend. Which one would you like?
Have you been paying attention?
All right, Steve, here's how the Harris Challenge works. I'm going to ask you 5 questions. You have a minute to answer them. You can pass on any question and come back and pick it up later if you still have time left before the buzzer sounds at the 1-minute mark. That's when I'll tally up your points. And if you've gotten more than half of the 15 available points, you will win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prize man!
You are, Paul. We have 12 free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
2 locations, 1 in Florissant and 1 in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
We also have Skyview Drive-In movie passes.
Yeah, tonight you can go see Minions and Jurassic World on Screen 1 or The Visit, brand new movie that Colin liked in his review today. The Visit and Sinister 2. I guess that's the scary screen.
Yes.
And you've got the, Jurassic World, probably pretty scary too. But those are your choices tonight at the Skyview.
That's right. We have also thrown into the mix, we have tickets to see John Lovitz tomorrow night at Lumiere Casino.
Now, we only have one pair of tickets.
One pair, that's
for this,
right.
So only one person is going to get the, once it's gone, it's gone.
Yes, that's right. Or from Family Nuts, it's a locally owned family candy store right here in Westport.
Mm-hmm.
We have one free hand-dipped ice cream or a half pound of Elite Chocolate or Nuts.
You know how that store got its name?
How?
People in the neighborhood said, that family's nuts! Hey! That's a business right there!
Let's make a store.
So you have your choice of those prizes, but if you get all the questions right and earn 15 points, we will add this bonus prize.
That's right. The clean sweep will get you a gift certificate to Jimmy's on the Park at 706 DeMond in Clayton. Jimmy's has happy hour with a bar menu 7 nights a week, plus brunch on Sunday. You can check jimmyscafe.com.
Plus, don't forget, all-you-can-eat crack sticks on every table.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
Yes,
those
it
are
is.
Great.
All right, Steve's category is, have you been paying attention? 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Steve, which Republican presidential candidate announced this afternoon here in St. Louis that he is suspending his campaign?
Yes.
What did Pope Francis announce would now be cheaper and easier for Catholics to do?
A pass.
Queen Elizabeth has become the longest reigning monarch in United Kingdom history. Whose record did she surpass this week?
I chose this on my own free will. Pass.
Question 4. On what continent did scientists find hundreds of fossils deep inside a cave representing a previously unidentified species of early human lineage called Homo naledi? Pick a continent at random, Steve.
Asia.
Asia is wrong. It's Africa. Sam Smith has been chosen to sing the theme song to Spectre, the latest in what long-running movie series?
I don't know, Paul. I don't.
What if I told you his name was Smith? Sam Smith.
I apologize for that, gentlemen.
Well, if I said Smith, Smith, you should know it was James Bond.
All right.
Rick Perry has essentially dropped out of the Republican race. Pope Francis has made it cheaper and easier for Catholics to annul their marriages. And Queen Victoria held the record before Queen Elizabeth passed it this week. And I think the way she did it was by working really, really hard and having $500 million.
Mm.
Oh, wait. By working really hard, I mean standing around and looking at her dog and her purse all day
long. And waving.
And waving. That's about it. Steve, it's been a while since anybody put a goose egg up on a scoreboard, but look at that one right there. That nada, that zilch, that zippo, that squat.
I won't call back for at least 120 days.
Well, don't go anywhere yet, Steve, because when you don't win on this on the challenge, you get punished.
I
mentioned that Lou Fest is this weekend, so I went into the category, into the archives to find somebody named Lou, and it came up with one-time calypso singer turned head of the Nation of Islam. Yes, it's Louis Farrakhan. And this is not a joke. This is actually him singing.
Now, my sister has a boyfriend who's really swell, but what he does, I am bound to tell. He got a pair of hands to use with nylon grease. He got them roving all about the place. She had to tell him, don't touch my nylon, Johnny. I don't like this carrying on. Take your hand off my nylon, boy. You really got to stop this carrying
on. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, it's for real, ladies and gentlemen. Steve made you hear it. Blame him. Have a good weekend, Steve. Thanks.
You guys, thanks.
Here comes contestant number two. Hello, Dan.
Hello there, Paul.
Hi.
No, not you.
Not you, Dan Strauss. This is Dan on line two.
Oh.
Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, don't have a whole lot to say. Just like to say hi to my son, Andrew, and his girlfriend, Andy.
All right. Categories are 9/11, A Day of Disaster, Lose, Who Will Not Be at Lou Fest, or our new third category, You Call That Sports?
Let's try the Lou category.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Dan, let's play the Harris Challenge. Who writes, directs, and edits every episode of the FX series Louie?
Louis C.K.?
Correct. Which Lou spent decades working with Bud Abbott?
Lou Costello.
Correct. Which Lou starred as the Incredible Hulk on TV?
Mr. Lou Ferrigno.
Correct. Which Lou was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame work for his solo work and as a leader of the Velvet Underground?
Lou
Reed. Here's your five-pointer. You need this for the win. Which Lou played Richie Valens in the movie La Bamba?
Lou Diamond Phillips.
You are absolutely right, Dan, and you've got yourself 11 points for the win. Congratulations.
Thanks.
You're very welcome. Stand by, and Dan will tell you how you get your prizes while I bring on contestant number three. Hello, Elliot.
Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. You can tell us now about yourself.
First of all, Jim.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
And I'd like to say my boy, we were having 14th birthday party for him tomorrow, and there's 11 14-year-olds spending the night, boys. So good luck to my wife and me.
All right. You've contacted the authorities to be on standby, right?
Yeah.
Good luck, Elliot.
Yes, sir.
All right. Here are your category choices. 9/11, A Day of Disaster. You call that sports? Or our new third category, Multiple Choice Week.
Multiple Choice Week.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who was Donald Trump referring to in a Rolling Stone interview when he said, look at that face. Would anyone vote for that? Can you imagine that? The face of our next president? Was it...
Pass. I can't remember. Oh,
was it,
multiple choice.
Bobby Jindal, Carly Fiorina, or Jeb Bush?
B.
Carly Fiorina is right. Which of these real-life men who were portrayed in a movie is running for political office? Donnie Brasco, Frank Serpico, or Whitey Bulger?
Hey.
No, it's Frank Serpico. Which of these animals was spotted recently in Louisiana? A pink dolphin, a blue cow, a green pelican?
the pink dolphin.
Correct. Which of these did not receive a medal at the White House this week? Toby Keith, Sally Field, Larry McMurtry.
Toby Keith.
Correct. Which country elected a former comedian as president this week? Ivory Coast, Turkmenistan, or Guatemala?
Ivory Coast.
You said Ivory Coast?
Yes.
You should have said Guatemala. But here's the good news for you, Elliot. You got the 1 and the 3 and the 4, and that squeezes you by with 8 points for the win.
Oh, awesome.
Nicely done. Hang on, and Dan will pick you up in a moment while I pick up our next contestant. Hello, Jim.
Howdy.
Hi. 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'd just like to shout out to my wife, Dolores, and my kids, Josh, Jessica, Tim, and Kelly.
Okay. Which category would you like of the two that are left? 9/11, a day of disaster, or you call that sports?
You call that sports.
60 seconds on the clock, Jim. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who beat Serena Williams in the U.S. Open semifinal this afternoon?
I don't remember the name.
Two-pointer. Sorry. Here's your two-pointer. Which quarterback who was cut by the Eagles on Saturday will now return to the SEC network where he'll be an analyst? Tim Tebow.
Know.
Which visiting NFL team said it had a mysterious problem with its headset communication system in Foxborough last night?
Pittsburgh Steelers.
Correct. Where did a pillow fight lead to 30 injuries, including 24 concussions last month?
Don't know.
Which black former tennis star was mistaken for a criminal and tackled by the NYPD this week?
I don't remember his name either.
Well, we need that, or the Serena opponent who beat her today, or the place where the pillow fight took place.
Alabama University.
The pillow fight took place at West Point, where the officials say, well, this is a tradition we've had for years, and yes, some of the cadets did put helmets and other things inside the pillowcase and cause concussions and other damages to other cadets, but we're not going to change the tradition. Those are your future military leaders right there.
Yes.
Serena Williams lost, shockingly, to the unseeded Italian player Roberta Vinci, who will now go on to play another Italian named Flavia Panetta in the finals at the U.S. Open, breaking up Serena's chances for the calendar slam. They will play on Saturday. And the former tennis star who was mistaken for a criminal and tackled by the NYPD this week was James Blake. And by the way, I saw a headline about the story that said he was a former black tennis star. No, he's still black.
Yes.
you have a dangling modifier there, sir. Let's see how Jim did here. All you got was 3 points for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And unfortunately, that's better than their field goal kicker was able to do last night. You see that? The new guy, Sean Swisham used to be the place kicker for the Steelers. He's gone, and they have a new guy. I don't even know his name. Comes in last night. Misses his first two field goals.
Mm.
Yeah. You think at that point Mike Tomlin said, get somebody else in here. You know what? He may have said that, but they couldn't hear him because the Patriots were jamming the signal.
That's right.
Anyway, Jim, you get punished as well.
I deserve it.
Last night he made her go out her nylon dress. That was the day she wanted to get. He touched a hat, a glove, and a stocking too. Then she found what he was trying to do, and she told him, don't touch my nylon, Johnny. I don't like this carrying on. Take your hand off my nylon, boy. You really have to stop this carrying on.
I can't tell you how many times I've had to say to Dan, do not touch my nylon, Johnny.
Yes.
My nylon.
I understand why he switched careers.
Whoa.
My nylon Johnny is none of your business.
No.
Sorry you had to hear that, Jim. I hope you have a great weekend with the family.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Here's our final contestant. Hi, Ben.
Hey, how you doing? That Farrakhan music, that's you really dug deep there, buddy.
Yeah, I know. It's a deep well of punishment music,
really.
I've got here. Tell us about yourself, Ben.
I am Ben. I live in St. Charles. I am married to a woman named Pamela. I have a son named Ben. Ben is going to a dance tonight. My wife and I are going to go out to dinner, and we're going to drink out of real glasses that might have alcohol in it.
You have a good plan.
You mean they're not
pretty exciting?
You mean they're not plastic or jelly jars?
No, they're not. It's going to be so cool.
Oh, good.
How
for
old
you.
Is your
I'm
son?
Jack.
How old is your son?
He's 12.
All right. Well, yeah. I hope he has fun.
Oh, he will have a blast.
Yeah. Good luck with the hormones, Ben Jr. you know how you make a hormone? You touch her nylons.
Oh, thank you.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, Johnny, cut it out.
Hey. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Ben, your category is 9/11, a day of disaster. We've got 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge.
All right.
Besides the World Trade Center, what other building was hit by the terrorists on 9/11/01?
Pentagon.
Right. In what state did the fourth hijacked plane crash?
Pennsylvania.
Correct. What state was President Bush in when the attack occurred?
Ooh. He was reading the goat book. Louisiana?
Florida. He went to Louisiana after that. For 2 points each, name the two airlines whose planes were hijacked that day.
United and Delta.
American is the other one. United is correct. Who was the mayor of New York City on that fateful day?
Oh, Rudy Giuliani.
Please contain your enthusiasm. Ben, you got 10 points. You're a winner. Congratulations.
Yay for me.
Yay for you. Nicely done. Hang on.
Okay.
while we're on this subject here, I just want to mention one thing. If you've never seen the 2006 movie United 93, which was written and directed by Paul Greengrass, and it's about the plane that that crashed in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and about the passengers and the terrorists and all that sort of stuff. It is a phenomenal movie. Here's the weird thing about it. And I've had this experience with other movies that I've seen where I know the ending because it's a real-life movie. I mean, if you watch Saving Private Ryan, you know that the troops eventually get on shore at Normandy and they go and they win that invasion.
That's Titanic.
But the first 20 minutes of Saving Private Ryan are horrifying to watch because
it's the most intense.
It grabs you. It's intense. Yeah. Titanic, you know what's going to happen there. The ship is going to go down. Spoiler alert. well, in United 93, we know that the passengers are not able to save the plane, but they are able to get into the cockpit or maybe do whatever they do, but the terrorists then crash the plane. I will tell you, I've seen this movie twice, and both times I'm still rooting for them to get in there and defeat these guys and get to the controls of the plane and save it. And the way Greengrass directed that movie is so gripping and so suspenseful, I believed that they were going to save the day. If you haven't seen it, it's called United 93.
And the other part about that movie is when all the passengers on the plane were calling their loved ones.
Oh, yeah.
Telling them.
Oh, yeah.
This is it. You know.
I mean, it's horribly sad because we remember that day. Here we are 14 years removed and we still can remember it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a phenomenal piece of movie making, United 93. We do it every Friday afternoon right around 5:15. The Harris Challenge is the most fun you can have with your radio on. And it's exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.